today on Apostle Gabo's podcast radio show. So, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says, "And ye, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." What are these trespasses and sins? He made us alive, we who are dead in trespasses and sins. What are these trespasses and sins? And these trespasses are deceiving, lying, cheating, hustling, competing to succeed in life. These are deceptions, and these are the trespasses. Standing with others to defend something that is false, being dishonest. Lawyers of today, they will defend mafians, killers, and murderers. Because these killers and murderers, they are the ones who are rich. So they defend them through the law, and they get them situated that they don't end up in jail or prison, yeah, paying their own penalty of their evil deeds. Why? Because they have money. So you have lawyers who deal with law, but these lawyers are also greedy lovers of money. They will literally tip the scales of justice to tip them to bribe and dishonesty. Why? Because they are looking for money. Everything is about money. People are controlled by money. They are not controlled by positive moral values because people have renounced God. Governments have renounced God. So if there is no God, so let us love money, chase after money and products because that becomes our God. It is idolatry. Idolatry. To socialize with evil, to be in agreement, to entertain a type of social media that has the ability to influence a person's mental state negatively. To support, to do work for someone who is evil, to be driven by one's selfish ambition, which makes a person to play the role of disobedience against God. Now, let me tell you something. This goes deep. This goes deep. Yeah, I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a job and I want to get money. Well, but I believe in God and I love God. But I'm looking for a job to get money or to make money because I need to feed my belly. I need to feed my house. I need to feed my children. I need to put a roof over my head to pay rent. Okay, so I go, I find a job and I find it with a murderer or a thief or a liar. But this liar is a rich liar in the community. This liar is a rich liar. Or he could be a person who does things that opposes God. But he's got the job and he will pay me the money I need. But I love God. How do I deal with such a life? Maybe I went to get a job and maybe I succeeded to get it. I get the job. Here I am serving a person that opposes God. Yeah. He doesn't love God in his way of doing things, but he is paying for my rent. He is paying for. So when Shabbat comes, how do I now reveal that there is a greater God than this person who is paying me money? Now remember, he pays me money somewhere, somehow. He has become my landlord. He has become my Lord because he commands and I do. He commands and I do. For 6 days, he commands and I do. So when the seventh day comes, will he still command and I will still do? Now remember, he's a killer, he's a murderer, he's a homosexual, he doesn't believe in God. So when he commands me for 6 days to do his will. He commands me for 6 days to fulfill what he wants. When the seventh day comes, he's still going to stay commanding me? So our measuring rod is the Shabbat. What happens that here I am serving the world. People who don't believe God, who don't have a spirit of God in them, they have a soul, but that soul is a gene that opposes God. And because I needed a job, here I am working for them and they are commanding me around. Now remember, write this down. God created man with three dimensions. There is a spirit, there is a soul, and there is the body. Write this down. Yeah? Write that down. There is a spirit, there is a soul, and there is a body. Now, so you have a muzimu, ememe, your soul, which is called nashama in Hebrew. Nashama in Hebrew. That is the gene. The gene is the neshama. That's a gene. So when a person commands me, he is also controlling my gene. My gene, my muzimu, the omuzimu ogo, is commanding my gene. Now, my gene, because my gene is in my body, my soul, my neshama, is in my body. So my body wants to eat. My body, where my soul is, it must leave, it must drink water, it must get clothed. So the person who is commanding me by giving me a job, he is literally controlling my gene. He's commanding my gene, and my gene needs to eat, to drink, to. So I'm idolizing, I'm worshiping. This person has become my Lord. Lord, yes, Lord. My soul says, yes, Lord. Because now this person is controlling my gene. Now, if Shabbat comes and I prove to him that there is a greater God than you who commands me, that there is a greater one who commands me to do things pertaining not to my body, eating, earning money, but pertaining to him, then I'm declaring that he who commands me to keep the Shabbat, he is the greater God than the one who commands me to work for 6 days. Is anybody catching what I'm trying to say? This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quarter, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.